You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Yo, Christian, you know what I found out?
I don't know. Please tell me.
Bro, you know carbonara, the Italian dish?
Yes, well, this came up last
time. We talked about this last time.
Oh, you really going to do a repeat?
I said that already because I had some new stuff I want to say on top of that.
Well, give us the update.
Now I can.
No, you got to give us the update, bro. The people have been waiting for weeks.
Make sure you don't repeat yourself, though.
No, imagine. I'm like, guys, we should do a podcast about soccer. Damn it, man.
Okay, I guess there's nothing new with that.
The new thing is something I already said.
Thanks so much for the cool news.
All right, folks, that's my time.
People were getting, hype at these introductions of Alexis dropping some either
knowledge.
So
you know what I'll do? I'll drop it randomly in the episode. I got 2 or 3 other ones that I wanted to say.
Okay, we'll get with everybody.
Damn it, man.
Be on the lookout. Alexis's poor memory off.
Oh, it's an issue.
Batting lead today.
I hope I remember I did this show.
Okay. All right, early
on. Oh, Christian, did you know Cacio e Pepe also?
My man, early onset dementia. Oh,
might be. Hey, you know what? Both my grandparents had it. It might be happening.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your name again?
It'll make the podcast a lot more interesting. Yeah,
certainly would.
Let's go.
If I can remember, imagine I still remember to be here. I don't remember
everything.
Why am I here? Who are you people?
But I'm on time.
Yeah. Why haven't we started the show yet? What's the show?
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
It's the Cooligans, buddy. As Papi always says, welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm still Alexis Guerreros, I think.
Okay, we will confirm by the end of the program. But a lot to go over today. Excited to be here. A wild weekend in Major League Soccer.
All right, here's what I wanted to say. It was just wifey's birthday.
Yes.
And then
happy birthday, D.
Thank you. Yes. Happy birthday, D. Our birthdays
are coming up.
They're coming up. So your girl's birthday is a lot later in the year, right?
No.
When is her birthday?
I mean, nobody's expecting you to remember, but her birday's in February.
February. So, okay, so you get the short end of the stick. So I get the good, because whatever I give, I know they have to do up. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You
got
to beat my gift now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I put myself in good position. That's all I'm going to say. That's my advice to everybody.
Don't date anybody. What did that have to do with carbonara?
No. This was the other intervention.
Okay. Stay with me, bro, unless it's me and you both going to be being fed stew for the rest of our lives.
Well, I gave my wife a child. There's no better gift than that.
Yeah, okay? That was you who did all the work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So husband of the year over here.
I've been thinking about that. You know, a lot of comics, I was doing a comedy show. I was at a show last night, and a couple of comics were talking about how the men don't do anything in the birth. And yeah, that's true. We don't squeeze it out. We don't have to carry it. But we do got this life-giving juice inside of us. Okay. So all we have to do is not get kicked in the nut enough. You know what I mean?
And
I
got
to
be honest. Not sit on your own balls like you did the other day.
Happened to me last time. I remember that. I won't forget get that. But you know how hard it is to go through life as a teenage male and not get kicked in the nuts a lot? Because happens a lot, bro. We get smacked in the nuts a lot.
Right. I remember when I was a kid, seven, 8 years old, and I would ever be like play fighting with cousins who were older than me or taller than me.
Nut slaps.
Nut slap.
Nut slap. Bang. Bang. And by the way, girls don't understand this. If there's any young ladies listening and young men, right? The punching through the nuts doesn't hurt as much as one of these little joints right here. If you snap and pull back, what do they call those? A rat tail? The wet towel?
Yeah.
That hurts for like a solid week.
But I would argue after having gone through and assisting in birth.
But you saw a baby get squeezed out, right?
I did. I mean, I did. I wasn't, front row. Yeah. But
you put your face shield down. I'm ready. Push.
My welder's mask.
You just got the little square you're looking through. It's got a windshield wiper on it. I don't know. No. Is it more of a squirting or a leaking?
It wasn't all that. It was very much a look. I'm not gonna compare the amount of effort I gave to what my wife did.
But you was there, bro. You did some stuff.
Okay, I got the back pain approved.
Yeah. You had sympathy pain.
I was holding. I was supporting. Okay, I was giving a nudge, like a shoulder to shoulder, to help the baby come out.
A little shout, Klaus.
A little shout, Klaus, as they say.
You actually do a great bit about it. A lot of stuff I didn't know that can help encourage the baby to come out.
That's
I would have said, that man is attacking that woman. But apparently, this is official advice. Great new bit you have.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of detail to help.
I would just say, I don't think you went to the right to the right Lamaze.
I don't know. Baby came out. He was chilling, bro.
Yeah, you went to the OnlyFans Lamaze class, bro.
Okay. Anyway, that's for the Patreon, everybody. Yeah. we have FA Cup. We're going to talk about FA Cup today. Obviously, both semifinals. I'm really the one semifinal that was very entertaining. Which
there was only one. We're not talking about that.
Coventry and United. Obviously, the Nottingham Forest, Everton drama. We love it when Everton's part of the scandal, but on the good side, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe the villains in this side. And then El Clásico, and then we're going to talk some MLS.
And also, I want to apologize to the fans. We were going to have Bastian Schweinsteiger on the show, but we sent him to the the podcast with the teenagers.
Yeah, Cooligans 2.
That's right. And we ain't even explaining why. Yes, get your ass over there.
You don't need to know.
You know what you did. I don't know what I did. You know what you did.
Basti. We met Basti a couple years ago when he was at the Fire. The idea of somebody even hurting Bastian Schweinsteiger's heart in any way,
right,
it hurts me.
How could you hurt a man who doesn't have socks in this world that fit around his quads?
I mean, it's almost a disability at this point.
Really?
The thickest quads I've ever seen.
We talked about this on the show many years ago.
Oh, calves. Thickest calves.
But they had to get like those large, like a Opeachy wine bottle.
The wine bottles to stretch
and put
out the socks
over that just so they could fit on his calves. Mm. Think about the type. You want to upset this man? One kick, it's like getting kicked by a horse. You're going to forget your name. You're going to forget you said something on a podcast five days ago.
Did a tree fall on me? No, that was just Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Backed up into you slowly.
Anyway, so let's start with the FA Cup semifinal between Coventry City and Manchester United at Wembley.
One of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life.
It didn't feel like that's how it was going to start.
No. The first half, I was like, why am I even watching this?
Did you see Rio Ferdinand? He had, I think, tweeted out, put a comment saying it was he went to the game with his family. He was like, it's supposed to be a family day out. It's supposed to be a nice, fun time.
Oh, no,
it was
a full video. He did a video of himself in the stands like, come on, this isn't much of a match.
Yeah, and then boom.
They heard that.
Coventry was
and I took that personal.
Because Coventry, they obviously, after being down 3-0, come back and tie the game in stoppage time.
Haji Wright
with the penalty. Aaron Wan-Bissaka always with the late penalties. Always trying to break Manchester United hearts. What is up with this dude lately?
Let's not just blame it on him because there were two goals given up before that.
but the goal that bounced off his back to go in. And then the handball penalty. But then the game against Liverpool a couple weeks ago, he was another late
penalty.
He's like,
yo, what if I fuck this up real quick?
It's just he's on the bad sort of end of some of these decisions. But really the controversy here was really you got to feel for Coventry. You got to feel for Haji Wright. for a late game winner that was taken back by VAR because of an offside call. And this is where the drama...
Did you see the... I don't think I still have it. Did you see the someone zoomed in. They did the enhance. Yeah. The line literally just goes over like the tip of his boot.
Yeah,
I gotta find gut wrenching.
I gotta find the picture. But yeah, the line that they put
down. We could
down,
maybe just add it in post in case you can't find it. But
yeah,
I mean, it is gut wrenching that this is where we are, and then you start to get to points, and that's why I honestly feel that there's no right way to do it, because if you call into question, now we're like calling into question the size of the line. Mm. You know,
it's not the size of the line; yay, it's the motion of the player. You know,
la
línea.
It's to me, you have to call into question: at what is this the right frame? You know, was this the first contact? Do you know that for sure?
Right.
There's just so much that goes into,
and there's also the cameras can't capture every single human right moment of reality of time.
It's what, 30 frames, or maybe I think they use 40K 60, so it's 60 frames.
So there's milliseconds that are not captured, and you have to start somewhere.
And as ridiculous as that sounds, when we're talking about the line just gracing a toe, I mean, if my guy wore a half size smaller shoe, he would, oh, bro, if he drank coffee from an earlier age, this would not be.
If he would have just stunted his growth.
You know what I'm saying? Just get a little bit of that caffeine out of him as a young child. This right here, he may not have made the league, but this right here, this was for a moment, one of the greatest footballing moments I've ever witnessed.
Sure. Yeah.
What are they, in eighth, sixth in the second division?
Yeah, they're in eighth.
Eighth. Out of the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, this team to go up against Manchester United.
Yeah. And come back.
I was going to say, even more the way that the game took place, even more so just that it's Coventry.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, they looked confident in that second half. And especially once they got the first goal, it felt like, okay, there's a real opportunity here to make this a game. And we keep looking at this picture and this image, and it's just crazy because it might be offside, and this might be one of those things where if they had the semi-automatic VAR, maybe it says something different. I don't know, but it's heartbreaking that this potential win gets taken from them for something.
This was literally the last kick of the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's so, I mean, look, it's not, it feels like the difference of like, does Haji Wright seem like he's offside here? No. Like, you can't clearly and obviously say that he is offside here. But, look, it is what it is, and it sucks. And, look, Coventry ends up losing in penalties. And it hurts the sort of storyline, you know what I mean?
You see the basketball court they played on for, I think, the celebrity game of the All-Stars?
No. Yeah.
It was like... It was basically a massive LED screen with glass on top.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And it, like, lit up and stuff. This might be where we have to get to.
We might have to get the light literally right there, like, little... Or you know how those courts sometimes, like, you ever been to, like, I don't know, a carnival or like a thing where you step on a pad and you see your footprint?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It might have to be that. It might. Or, honestly, like, even this, the Nottingham Forest situation... You guys laughed at me when I said AI refs, bro. It might have to be because AI got no allegiance. You know what I mean? AI don't care about the moment. AI would tell you straight up, here's why this was or this wasn't. But it would know for a fact the moment the foot made contact with the ball, the exact split second.
Yeah.
It would know the split second where the player was. And maybe we just go to that.
But it just, okay, look, this is the issue I have is that the goal is given. And then VAR gets involved and says, hey, I think there is a clear and obvious error. And that's the problem for me. It's just like, as soon as you're the person that's like, yo, I think there's been a clear and obvious error that Manchester United has been hard done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, at least this is black and white. You know what I mean? Like, it is or it isn't.
Yeah. This
isn't like the handball in the city game. Yeah. Relax, right. Relax.
I can't even be upset about that. I'm too upset with Chelsea. But
yeah.
But this is... What this is this feels anti-football. And I know it's the right call.
Yeah.
But damn.
But do you know it's the right call? That's the point that I can't.
I don't think it's the right call.
I don't think it's the right call either.
Well, it's kind of.
To me, they're even.
Well, no, because there's a line that tells you they're not.
But they put the line over Wan-Bissaka's foot. So how do you even know if that's like the real line? This is why
we can't see here, but I don't know how to.
Look at the video. Christian, I just sent you a tweet on your Twitter, if you want, or on your email, if you want to pull it up, the line going over Wan-Bissaka's foot.
All right.
I just think that the automated offsides is, I mean, the automated offsides probably would have fixed this. Would it have not? Like, yeah, you would know.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're looking at it now, and this is how they drew the line over.
It looks like it goes over his toe, so the line should be further back, and he should be onside.
I mean, there's no question that it's over a foot.
That's what it looks like to me.
I mean, what's the other one? We're looking at Haji's.
That's Haji's right foot.
Haji's is not over his foot. It's like right.
I mean, at this point, we have a guy zoomed into his TV screen. How the hell do we know?
I'm just saying.
This clearly, because the line, you know, forms over the foot. So this, you could tell this.
So it feels like, this is Wan-Bissaka, and this is
Haji's.
Well,
no, that's supposed to be right. That is correct, because the end of that blue line is where the offside begins. The red is where Haji Wright is. So this is correct.
I don't know, man. It's just so close. I just think it's so close that it's
really
negligible.
Do
you understand?
I understand what you mean. But
the way it looks like there's some foot in the red. Right where the mouse is.
Right. Yeah.
There's a little. Oh my! It's ridiculous.
We're looking.
This is why would we zoom in even further?
We're enhancing so much. This is what. Look at this.
NCSI
what the sport,
type
this is what
shit
we're
right
doing
here.
Now.
This is what the sport has brought us to.
We should be wearing lab coats. With how much we zooming into this thing, bro?
I've never looked at a man's foot more ever in my life.
I mean, I have, but it was a weird weekend. Okay. And I'll never go back on that boat with Diddy.
Okay. So ridiculous, man. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel fair, but it is what it is. Look,
why don't they put a little thing at the front of the boots?
Yeah, little
sensors.
We're just going to cover these dudes. You know what? They should play in the ping pong ball. You know what I'm talking about? The video game thing?
Bro, motion capture.
Yo, cover them in ping pong, bro. We'll figure out the technology later. Let's just get them all in ping pong suits.
So just wild, man. And look, Coventry had an opportunity in penalties. There was also the moment after Hoyland makes the final penalty to send Manchester United to the final, where Harry Maguire goes to the Coventry players, gives them a nice handshake. He's like, good game.
Anthony does a little different.
Anthony's like, what? Like, I can't hear you.
Sorry, broke boys.
I can't hear you all the way down in the championship.
Damn, bro.
Bro.
Speak over my cash machine. I can't hear you.
Okay.
I get per diem what you get in a month.
My man hit him with the money man's L. Yeah.
He said, damn, if any of y'all want to valet my car out the parking lot, I'll toss you a couple quid. You feel me?
Bro, is that necessary, dog?
Yo, Anthony, he hasn't had much to showboat about.
He didn't even take a penalty, though.
He didn't even take a penalty. It's the best.
They don't trust him with that, bro.
He's like, yo, I'm going to be on your team next year, but for right now,
okay,
I'm going to go on loan to Vitesse.
Let me dunk on you for a little bit.
You
see Holland too. He went over to the fans and was like, yeah, yeah. And no one went over to celebrate.
He was just like, so you're celebrating too hard. You shouldn't be in this position if you are Manchester United.
He's 21 years old. Let him have it. Anthony is a whole nother level.
entertaining to say the least, bro. The final obviously is going to be a Manchester derby, which was it the same last year or after?
I know.
It's been a couple. I mean, there's been a couple.
City was in the final last year. No,
well, they won it. Yeah, I forgot. Apologies, I can't remember. But
United are now in three domestic cup finals in a row.
Sure.
Erik ten Hag keeping his job.
Yeah, that's the next question I was gonna ask. Like, what does this mean?
It was Man City versus Man United.
Right. So it what does it mean for Manchester United that, as much as we have all the drama, we make fun of them, and yes, they have poor results in the league, but they seem to always be in contention to win a trophy. what is this? Is them even if they lose the FA Cup again? Is it a bad season? I don't know. Like they seem to get to where they need to get to. Especially under Erik ten Hag.
Well, Erik ten Hag got asked this question. He thought it was a little disrespectful, but I actually think it was kind of on point. Maybe not to ask the coach, because like, what are you gonna say?
Mm-hmm.
But he asked was like, "Are you a little embarrassed about how you won?"
Right, right.
And he was like, "No. What are you talking about? We won. There's nothing embarrassing about it. We won. We got to a final. Mm-hmm. There's, you should never discredit getting to a final." Yeah. But also, are you a little ashamed? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, even the goals that they gave up,
they were up 3-0 on a team in eighth place in the championship.
Yeah, I mean, look, they should.
You should be able to lock that
up. They should close it out. But the goal from who scored the goals? Was it Ellis Sims?
Ellis Sims scored the first one.
Everton low knee, which is like.
The dude couldn't score at all for Everton.
It was, look, in the 71st from Ellis Sims, and then O'Hare in the 79th, that was the deflection, and then Haji Wright with the penalty.
In the dying moments.
In the 95th minute. So they weren't like, outside of the deflection, there were earned goals, you know what I mean? Like, it was.
I will say, they at least got the penalties. They could have won it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I felt bad when I forgot who it was. The real tall dude. He missed the first one. Colin O'Hare.
Yeah,
Callum O'Hare.
He hit it over the.
Yeah, when he came out, I was like, oh, he ain't.
Yeah,
you saw it in his face.
There's something that happened.
The
bro.
Moment kind of got to him a little bit there. I mean, that's how I'm.
Casemiro's penalty was embarrassing.
One of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to play an extra game.
Who was the dude in?
Casemiro missed the first one.
Yeah, no, but in Serie A recently, someone also had a. Brutal penalty.
Oh, this was where he like stutter.
He stutter stepped and just tapped it right too.
And this was to like win a record, like break the record for most goal scorer, or like most goal scorer consecutively. He misses a penalty.
Yeah, Casemiro was like close to that. Yeah. It was just I don't even know.
Nah, brutal.
It wasn't even like a Panenka exactly. I don't know.
No, it looked like he tried to Panenka and then just didn't come off.
Right. It was terrible, terrible. So. It is what it is. I mean, Onana, I thought the one penalty stop that he made was actually like a proper stop.
The one where he dove to the
that was a great, great stop.
It was incredible.
But yeah, look, Manchester United, I think can they beat City? Probably not, but they're in a final again. I don't get it. Like all the injuries, all the issues, and still, it's just like, I was seeing on my timeline where Manchester United fans were hoping that they lost so that they get rid of Ten Hag.
Yeah, yeah. They did this with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, remember? They wanted him to lose at the end because they're like, we're trying to get you out of here and you kind of keep winning.
You got to stop with that winning, bro.
Chill.
So there's something
you're making us look bad by not wanting you here.
I know. Look, it is. They stumble into the final, but they got through the whole, FA Cup round and did what they had to do. So you got to give credit where credit's due. So Manchester United, credit to them. We're going to have another Manchester Derby final in the FA Cup. We'll see how that goes. Anything can happen in one of these.
Expect that anything will happen because there's no way to tell anything anymore. It's absolutely ridiculous.
So moving away from the pitch for a minute, Christian mentioned it earlier. Nottingham Forest put out a crazy tweet after their game against Everton where they felt like they were denied some clear penalties. A lot of people are embarrassed about the statement.
Unhinged, bro.
Unhinged is a good way to describe it. What do you guys think?
Let's read the statement and we'll react to it.
This is an official tweet. Minutes.
They got the gold check mark, bro.
Yo, minutes after the end of the match. Okay. And may I remind everyone that Mark Clattenburg is their, referee consultant.
Yeah.
Consultant.
So yeah. I'm assuming he has something to do with
this. Fake jobs, consultants.
Bro, he's gone full Giuliani. He's not working for the ops. Yo, he went from rule, I guess, keeper of the rules to being like, yo, F them rules.
Exactly. There's a lobbyist. It works in Washington, bro. We know this move.
The moment you give me money, I'm doing the same thing, just so you know.
Okay.
But three extremely poor decisions. This is the tweet. Three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. We warned the PGMOL that the VAR is a Luton fan before the game, but they didn't change him. Our patience has been tested multiple times. He's going Latina, mom. Our patience has been tested multiple times. NFFC will now consider its options.
Bro. What? That's the. It's the last sentence, you know, for me.
They said, "Don't test me." That's what they said. I will turn this car around.
Nottingham Forest Football Club will now consider its option. There's a little bit of like, bro, we might murder somebody. You know what I mean? It's just like, you get it that way? Yeah. Wow.
I got it as, don't make me call Johnny Cochran's people.
What are you saying? What
if
options?
If the phone don't fit, you must quit.
What options do you have? What are you talking about?
They're gonna put a bloody whistle in someone's bed.
Wake up! This is crazy. This is crazy for the official account to be posting stuff like this, because it doesn't help at all, right? And this, when we're looking at the tweet, 10:37 a.m. Eastern time.
Eastern time. Yeah, game, people are like confused. I get it. If you're
the
from
game,
Europe.
The game ended at like. It might have been like 10:34.
Yeah, no, this is less than 5 minutes after the end of the match.
It was final
they
whistle.
They started this draft in the 83rd minute.
They were like, y'all.
Height of the anger.
Itching to hit set. And you know it's one of those things where we can't even blame the admin here.
I bet you the admin saw it as it went up and they're like, I did not type that. I got nothing to do with this.
You know the owner, I envision the owner sitting over the admin's shoulder being like, hit enter.
Yeah, yo.
Hit enter right now.
Don't no, that sends two pussy. Tell them we gonna consider our options.
Okay. All right. Put the water pistol emoji. Okay. Yeah, like, no, we can't do that.
Can we remind you what the owner of Nottingham Forest looks like, for those who don't know?
Yeah. I mean,
imagining him standing over is the funniest thing ever, bro.
It's future bizarro me, and I think that's important.
Owner Evangelos Marinakis.
Look at my guy.
My guy is the...
Go to that picture over there that says BBC Sport. Right there. You got the next one.
This one. Okay.
This man at the end of the match 100% tweeted this was the face he was making. Okay. I will not accept that. Oh, you got to go through the whole article?
Where's the...
Ridiculous. Oh, now we got to take a survey? These damn websites. Well,
we got shoes. I'm sorry, everybody.
A kangaroo. A lot's going on here. Just keep it there.
I just want to open the image. There we go.
Look at this. Imagine you're the admin and you go, you type out a tweet like, another rough loss.
We go again.
We'll get him next week.
We go again at the classic.
Something real British, you know? we're going to try our hardest in training.
It's always
the ship or something.
When they have no tweet, they have no caption, they just go, full time.
Yeah. full time
is standing. It's the go-to.
Like, did my job. Done. Ain't got to figure out what to say about this mess. And then you turn around and this dude leaning over the hospitality fence. You're like, yo, I gotta set some heat.
Yeah, because I'm gonna be sacked if I don't convey his feelings in a tweet.
Bro, then I'm gonna be doing AI Drake if I don't get my shit together.
But yeah, dude, this commentary is crazy because again, I don't know who it helps. It does not help Nottingham Forest. Everybody's upset. You know, you see from the so the Premier League did put out a statement, the Premier League communications people, and we're looking at it here. And the response from the Premier League was, it says, quote, the Premier League was extremely disappointed to read the comments made by Nottingham Forest on social media yesterday following its match against Everton. We note the FA has confirmed it will be investigating the club's statement. It is never appropriate to improperly question the integrity of match officials, and the nature of these comments means the Premier League will also be investigating the matter in relation to the league's rules. So those are the Premier League's options.
Yo, we also got options, though. So they're gonna is a stalemate, bro.
For a team that has already been deducted points, and I understand. Look, a lot of people...
I get the whole burn it down on the way out vibe, because,
look, a lot of people have, you know, even my Everton friends have their responses like that Everton has been
just
too...
Just wiping tears off the screen.
That Everton has been too polite with the Premier League in regards to the points deduction.
But they still got additional points deducted for even fighting it. Did you know that?
Yes. The second...
So even by being polite, you still got deducted them points.
So and they're...
You got to muddy the water.
They're appealing that as well. So, you know, so I understand, like, everybody has a different approach. And we'll get to the decisions specifically in a moment. But just the accusation about the you know, a referee being a Luton fan, and that can influence you know, the VAR being a Luton fan, and that can influence his decision. The thing that makes
apparently this is very common though. It's very common for. They tell you when you become a ref, you have to give up what your allegiance is. And they know that everyone is a fan of some team.
Right.
Or even if you have, like, family members that are associated with a team, or if there's anything that could be considered a conflict of interest, you have to alert the FA or whoever it is, the BGMOL, of that ahead of time. And then that stuff is relayed to the teams. So you'll know, oh, this ref that's going to be our VAR or whatever the third ref or whatever the assistant ref, you know that they may... You can bring up hey, I believe there might be a conflict of interest. So that's common.
So it is common. But so the weird thing here is that it's a little, I've read that it's sort of a he said, she said, where Howard Webb was contacted, I think supposedly by Mark Clattenburg, the referee consultant from Nottingham Forest. Mark Clattenburg, a former referee in the Premier League.
Right. Sold out.
got the bag.
You know, he's also the head ref on Gladiators, their version of American Gladiators.
Wow, I'm glad they put
that. Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
If you look up Mark Clattenburg Gladiators,
okay,
you'll see he's the guy on Gladiators. That's like, you know, Turbo, you know, Steve, are you ready? That guy.
All right. Good for him. I mean, he's getting freelance work, so it's just so funny.
There he is.
There he is.
He retired from the Premier League to go be on Gladiators.
I mean, good on him, bro. Yo, he's doing his thing.
Get that TV money, bro. He all about that spotlight now.
He's everywhere, bro.
Okay. Anyway, so Mark Clattenburg.
You do this in the U.S.? Could you be like the New York Giants referee consultant and like a ref on, like, you know, Love Island or some random show? So, I don't know if they have a referee there.
So this is reported by Ben Jacobs, a broadcaster. I don't know exactly where, but
his allegiance is Leicester City. He has it in his bio.
Right. This is what I read recently, that I said, although PGMOL sources insist Nottingham Forest did not ask for VAR Stuart Atwell to be removed ahead of their game against Everton due to him being, quote-unquote, a Luton fan, I understand Mark Clattenburg spoke to Howard Webb on Friday morning around 10:30 a.m. Clattenburg made it clear that Nottingham Forest requested the removal of Atwell from VAR. Webb responded that he was not aware Atwell was a Luton fan and refused to change the appointment. So it's like, well, who's telling the truth?
So you might kind of have a point here then.
Who's lying or whatever? I don't. It's strange. So now, but then this is the other thing. If Stuart Atwell, the VAR, is a Luton fan, why wouldn't he? If he wanted Luton to do well, why wouldn't he call the penalties? Why wouldn't he suggest those calls to help? At least to help influence the result and get a tie, so that Luton has a better chance of staying up. Because now with Everton up like 5 points on Luton, it is way less likely that Luton could even surpass Everton. So now the only team that they could possibly get past might be Nottingham Forest. You know what I mean?
Because now you're giving Nottingham Forest a point. But I don't think the point of the argument is he's a Luton fan. He was assisting you. Even though it's kind of alluded to that a little bit, I think the point is, hey, we told them to remove him and they didn't. So,
but then here, basically,
they're not following the rules.
Based on this reporting, it implies that maybe Mark Clattenburg was like to Howard Webb in like passing, or maybe they bumped into each other, or maybe said it doesn't sound like.
You think Mark Clattenburg and Howard Webb talk on the phone every Friday at 10:30 in the morning?
I'm just saying, if Webb is responding saying Howard Webb responded that he was not aware Atwell was a Luton fan and refused to change the appointment, but it implies that Nottingham Forest did not communicate that clearly enough, maybe, to the PGMOL. No,
and refused to change the appointment.
But he says he was not aware that Atwell was a Luton fan. That's
meaning he was told and was like, well, I don't know if that's true, so I'm not going to change it.
Right, right.
Which means they didn't follow the protocol.
But I mean, not aware, but he was made aware. So if he was made aware and refused anyway.
Yeah, that's what that says.
Yeah. But okay. It says that he was not aware.
Didn't follow the protocol.
But I take it as that he wasn't told at all.
No, because he says, and he refused to change the appointment, meaning he was asked to change the appointment, says, well, I don't know if that's true that he is a fan or not, so I'm not going to change.
Okay.
Is the word that gives me the idea that not only was it communicated to him, but because he wasn't able to confirm that, he decided, well, I'm not going to change him, which at the end of the day means protocol wasn't followed. If what I was told is true, if all allegiances are made aware openly,
yeah,
and it's communicated to those clubs, because how else would the club have known?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So then here in this point, it does.
Could you imagine they win a lawsuit, Nottingham Forest, against the PGMOL? First of all, this is going to turn football into the most American sport possible, where everyone's going to just start suing each other for everything, including bad tackles. You think we won't do it in this country? We absolutely will. The precedent that's being set, honestly, is we're gonna end up with about 8 Roombas on the pitch that have a yellow card and a red card, and they're just gonna be doing this. And there's just no other way to do this. You're gonna need machines that are faster than the human eye to be able to say yes or no.
Right, right. So look, the game is always inherently sort of filled with mistakes. That this is my issue with.
Usually they balance out. That's kind of the hope, right? Like, sure, you get a missed call on this one somehow.
It's weird to look at this. Weirdly enough, this has nothing to do with like Everton in particular, because both teams have been deducted points. Everton has been deducted more points than Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, but look how comfortable you are, because now you're basically safe.
Look, I'm not until the final day. Against, when we beat Arsenal on the final day of the season, I won't be
nil by -5. If we give you 5 goals to start, maybe you'll beat us.
But the issue here, you know, and I was talking to Mike before we were recording, just like they can highlight the fact that there were mistakes, which I, even as an Everton fan, I cannot believe that those 3 decisions did not go a Nottingham's way at least one of them. I thought the first Ashley Young. You know, my group chat was basically like, once the first penalty wasn't given, the handball, my group chat was just like, get this man out of the game. Get him out of Merseyside. We don't need him. Everybody was just like, why is he still in this game? And the fact that it happened again, the kind of foul on Gio Reyna, it would have been unbelievably soft.
Yeah.
But I was just like, bro, we got away with it twice.
I mean, when Gio Reyna stayed on the ground, I'm like, if this goes to VAR,
yeah,
I don't know if there's enough to switch it, but it's gonna piss everyone watching off.
Right, right.
And I was like, ugh. And I also think Gio Reyna, to speak about him, I don't think he played all that great in the first half.
He was awful. He was awful.
But I also don't think they're playing him correctly. But that's just my American.
Everton, for the most part, again, especially Everton playing at home. Look, it's dice ball. It is everybody's playing. Everybody's defending. Everybody knows the job is just stay up. That's it. Nobody's trying to be a hero except the 2 hero balls that they McNeil and Idrissa Gana-Gueye ends up
hell
scoring.
Hell of a golazo.
Both off the post. Yeah. This is how the margins for Everton. They need to hit absolutely rock perfect balls, because they cannot just like have a proper footballer that knows how to like curl a ball or do whatever.
No.
It is just
Sean Dyche is like, just aim it at the box.
get it
just
there.
Aim it at the box with the net on it.
Something good will happen. But the third instance, the what I thought was a foul on Callum Hudson-Odoi, I don't even know how that's not called a penalty. I'm an Everton fan. I do not know. It makes no sense to me.
Again, that to me is just like the handball against Grealish. I'm like, how, bro?
Yeah.
We have cameras. We have like many cameras.
The handball, the Ashley Young handball, felt like a handball. Those have been called this season.
Yeah.
I understand.
But also, no one knows what a handball is anymore.
Yeah.
They said the reasoning was that his arm was out before the ball was struck, and as the ball is struck, he is moving his hand towards his body. But it's still, it's in the way. I mean, it is. His arms are not exactly at his side.
We just got to go back to, if it just touches your hand, I don't care where you are, what you're doing.
Maybe.
You're done. Unless it's pressed up against your body.
Yeah. But a tremendous result for Everton. I mean, it's not even.
You're like, yo, tweet whatever you want.
Tweet whatever you want to do.
You can sue everybody, bro, as long as I keep my 3 points.
That scoreline says 2-0. Yeah. Let's move on. Okay. The pass is in the past.
The ball's on you guys to get a clean sheet after the way you've been playing.
So Just a remarkable result. But then, yeah, these, you know, I also saw, was Christina Uncle on the show today?
Yeah, no, she's going to be on tomorrow. Okay. It's going to be a fun one.
I saw her tweets about
like,
it.
She's like, unequivocally. And yeah, she got that lawyer speak out, bro.
I just want to, you know, read Christina that out real quick Dia. Before we wrap up here on this segment. But yeah, she really, her main thing is just like for Nottingham Forest to tweet something like that really calls into question the integrity of the game. And that is like what is, look, she's as a former ref. This is the concern. And she says, quote, making an accusation of corruption against a referee from a club social media account is wholly irresponsible and reckless to the game's integrity. Attacking judges of the game who aren't permitted to respond is short-sighted and dangerous. This isn't it, end quote. I mean, look, this is where I, like, have a lot of sympathy for referees. It's just the accusation is just so wild about the accusation of being like that was a poor decision. That makes sense. I totally get that. But to be like that was a poor decision, and I think
I know why he did it.
Because I think you're a Luton fan is wild. And it makes Nottingham Forest look bad.
Can I tell you what would be worse for soccer?
What?
In total, is if Nottingham Forest is right. That would be so much worse.
There's no, how they get, how they
can I don't know. Maybe
he
put a bet in. Maybe plays for Miami United. I don't know.
Nah, dude. A wild turn of events. But as always, up the toffee. Let's go.
So we're going back to the pitch. We're going to El Clasico. It was a great game, honestly. 3-2 win for Real Madrid.
Bellingham,
game-winning goal. Lucas Vazquez, one of the best performances we've seen in a minute. But there was also some interesting comments made after this game because of refereeing. It just feels like we can't have a nice game anymore, guys. No, I don't know what's going on.
we should just... We
got to get a lawyer as a third mic at this point.
We have to... We could start a whole new podcast, a whole new documentary series every week on refereeing decisions in world football.
We call it Get the VAR Out of Here.
That's it. This was another
one. We'd have
one.
To do 5 episodes a week just to keep up with everything.
This is, if you didn't see the game, there was obviously a shot from Lamine Yamal. And the ball...
Two things are shocking here. One, that La Liga doesn't have goal line
technology. It was just...
Two, Lamine Yamal's haircut. What is happening?
Yeah, this is so strange.
What is happening?
He has to pick something else. This can't be the long-term decision.
Nah.
You're too amazing of a footballer.
You look like there was a wind turbine behind you. This can't be what you woke up thinking this is the look.
You can't tell the barber, yo, do the back, leave the front alone. Nothing happens in the front.
Yo, it's really hard to give you thick bangs. Are you sure that's what you want?
So
he just got his haircut. Look at the fade on the...
He goes.
Yeah,
he
the barber's like, don't touch the top. Are you sure?
I've been trying to convince you. Maybe this is why they didn't give the goal.
The barber got to take an L and just pretend to trip with the buzzer and take a chunk out. So he's like, I guess I got to clean it up now.
But look, I mean, we're looking at it now, and it looks like Lunin. I'm about to say Lupin, like the anime, Lupin the Third or whatever.
Yeah, anyway. We all got that reference.
Yeah, yeah. So
a couple virgins listening going, I know that. I know that button. It's my favorite.
Anyway, so it looks like the ball is over the line. It's hard to tell. I mean, who's
in real time, which we can't show you because we can't afford that. It feels like it went over.
Yeah.
But I also will admit that me saying it feels like it went over is not enough to say it went over. But this is another situation where you can't consider yourself one of the top leagues in the world at this point and not have goal line technology. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It feels like, and especially this game is just too important to get any kind of call. Like,
duct tape
like
a couple GoPros to the post. Do something.
Right. You know, MLS has the goal line. They have the camera in the goalpost or whatever. Yeah. So you can kind of sort this out a little bit easier. Yeah. This is, and look, the game was entertaining. The game was great.
Yeah, great game.
Great game.
It is, It ends with the more controversy because of this decision to not give this goal. And again, I can't tell if the ball is fully
Well, didn't the call get switched? The call got switched from the original call, if I'm not mistaken, on the field. It was a goal. And then
I didn't.
VAR,
I don't remember this. No, I didn't.
VAR.
I saw the highlights, so I didn't see the.
I think they said there wasn't clear and obvious, which again, ridiculous. Clear and obvious. If I recall, I did watch the second half, but now I can't recall. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure it was given as a goal and then taken away because of VAR. Because there's no clear and obvious evidence that it did cross the line. But it was called as a goal.
Really?
Your job is to say the reverse.
I we might have to get confirmation because I don't remember it that way.
Mike is
looking
it up.
I remember it as the play kept going on and it wasn't given as a goal. But
I remember the other
I watched too many games this weekend. Same. I could be wrong. So
I think you're right, Alexis. It looks like it was given as a goal, but VAR.
There you go.
Okay.
It was given as a goal. VAR took it away.
Gotcha.
Or after the ref looked at it, there was like, well, no clear and obvious. But that's the call that was made on the field.
Yeah, it doesn't feel.
So this was refereed, which is what they want. What they don't want VAR to do.
Yeah, it feels like a clear and obvious. Like you know, you need to. If it's not clear and obvious, then you give the call on the field.
You let the ref make that call.
Then he's basically saying it is clear and obviously not a goal. So.
No, it's not clear and obviously a goal.
But that's not
a goal.
To be the wrong implementation of that wording.
I'm already confused, and I think I got it right.
To me, it's like if the call was made on the field of a goal, then I need clear and obvious evidence
to reverse that call.
So I need to clearly see that it was that it definitely didn't go over. But when I look at the images,
by virtue of you not having clear and obvious evidence that it's not a goal, that it is a goal, you can say. It's not a goal.
You can. You shouldn't.
Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying?
But it's a goal.
Like by virtue of finding one, it denotes that the other is now false.
Right. Yeah. Which, of course. Yeah, you can. At the end of the day, it has to be a human being's decision. But for goals, at this point, it shouldn't be a human being's decision. Did it go over or did it not?
It's a little ridiculous is.
Yeah. La Liga, I mean.
We should have that. What they use in the World Cup that like. You know, that like invisible, like that slightly visible opaque line that goes through everything that shows you like into infinity.
Yeah.
And there's a little ball poking through or maybe a toenail or whatever in this case.
But at this point, the goal line technology, which was implemented in like Premier League already, it's already been like six, seven years.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for La Liga because you know the prices went down. Technology prices go down very quickly.
This was the same game where they introduced the sphere screen.
Yeah.
How you got money for that?
I heard
a couple GoPros up there.
I heard it's something like it's like less than $10 million to do the goal line technology for every stadium in La Liga. Bro, there's no excuse.
Bro, get it
done.
Get
this done.
Get it done, bro. This is... Ew, bro. Now I feel like Anthony talking to Coventry. Y'all broke if you can't afford this.
Okay. Get your money up,
damn,
right?
Damn, bro.
You can't be that down bad, bro.
Damn, dog. You got to get a side hustle.
Okay.
You
know? The gig economy, bro.
I'm saying. Uber Eats a little bit. Get your money up.
Y'all serious?
Yo, how about this new rule? If you were an unused sub on the bench.
You don't get paid.
Now you got to. Damn, you strict as
we
me.
Take your money.
No,
and
we
put it in the pot.
Stop taking money away from people, Christian. I'm saying now you got to do gig economy, but that money goes to La Liga. So they could get goal line technology, bro.
Bro, do a GoFundMe for goal line technology.
I'm saying, what happened to Indiegogo? You might want to use them, bro.
Get a Kickstarter going, dog.
Bro, fake having a sick child. Get your GoFundMe up.
We've all done it.
Yeah, we've been there, dog.
Okay. How you think we pay for this studio?
Dog. Three cats of mine needed hip replacements. And now studio. You know?
Okay.
There's ways around this stuff.
They got a lot of hips.
Yo. They got four each. You know, that's not bad. That's 12 hips have been replaced.
Man.
Yo.
Oh my God.
And to everyone, I will update with photos soon. The cats are doing great.
Alexis,
doing
well.
They got cones around every one of their
Alexis's
legs.
Alexis's cats look like those Boston Dynamics.
It's just a real cat head on a robot. Yo, it was so expensive, but thank you. We couldn't do it without you. My family needs these cats.
So the way this ends up wrapping up is with Joan Laporta, obviously the president for Barcelona, being like, yo, he thinks the ball went over, and he's bringing it up to the federation in Spain, and he wants the game. He said if the game has to be replayed, the game will be replayed.
Okay, so if you're keeping score, Vinicius Jr. gets racially abused multiple times, nothing changes.
No.
A ball may or may not have gone over the line, everything will change.
Laporta's flipping over tables, he's doing everything.
What about the dignity of this country and this sport? We will not stand for this.
Racism, never heard of it.
Racism, no, but we don't have that problem.
But the ball of the line, we all saw what we saw, okay? Yeah.
Rubiales is in the backcourt. The ball.
Rubiales is going to like prison, right?
Yeah,
he is.
He got in some more hot water,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, more hot water. Someone's going to be kissing him on one in jail. You know what I mean? Okay. How you like it?
So we're talking some MLS to wrap up the show today. Biggest moment from the week. Lots of good moments from the weekend. Obviously, a good weekend of MLS. But the biggest moment that people are talking about is Joao Klaus bodying Willy Agadov, the ball.
That's my woe. And my uh-oh.
Getting it right in there. Yeah, we're all worried about, you know, Willy Agadov's, like, just his core.
Yeah,
you know,
bro, you got to get that shoulder strength up. Also, Joao Klaus, running into Joao Klaus is like, I don't know, dude, trying to take down a building pole. You know what I mean? What I love about him is he's not trying to run left or right. Mm-mm. He picks one direction. He puts his head down, and my guy goes for it.
Let's just take a quick look at it because this is really one of the most remarkable.
Can we show this?
We can. Yeah. We can. Boom. Hey, there it is.
If you watch that again, Joao Klaus uses him to redirect his momentum.
But you can see, look, it led to the goal from Pompeu, which is just an absolute banger. But it's wild that the incredible goal is outshined by the.
I could care less about that goal. So.
I'm like, what it's goal?
The who? I said on the show this morning, he did a fuacata without kicking.
It begs the question: could this be a foul?
No.
And it doesn't seem to have any of the things necessary.
Is it unnecessary roughing?
Roughness, right? 15 yard penalty at the very least. But it's shoulder to shoulder. Nobody's kind of arguing that. I got the shoulder. He puts his shoulder into it. He's like. Yeah.
Oh, he tried with all his might. This is like one of those little kids trying to take down their uncle in, like, you know, the bouncy castle.
It's one of those that it was at this moment he fucked up, right?
There was a record scratch, but also a car crash sound.
And Joao Klaus is just
doesn't even feel
he's
it.
A German Brazilian beast, bro. He's
Gisele Bündchen's cousin.
And he just absolutely bodies him. And look, there's not much you can say. It's a good no call, in my opinion.
I agree.
Also, the other one, the Joao Klaus goal, that it was. We also had a shoulder to shoulder from Chris Durkin, and it just kind of.
But this one, at least, Eric Tommy wasn't even like looking at him. He just took him out. Joao Klaus, he was the abused on that one. He was the victim of the.
Durkin is just like, Eric Tommy's, he's like, oh, I got this. I'm going to take another touch. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Yo, St. Louis be in the gym, bro.
And this is another thing. It's like, but this pass.
Great pass.
I forgot his name.
Yo, what's the chef out there feeding them, bro?
Look, this is Bundesliga ball straight from St. Louis City, dog. This is great.
Bro, they eating nothing but meat, like meat with like pesticides in it, you know what I mean? Just like big boy.
My man is all preservatives.
Yo, son, lot of red number three up in that blood, dog.
But two huge goals against Sporting Kansas City for St. Louis, and the game ends up tied 3-3.
Boy, you better be drinking your milk if you're going to go up against St. Louis.
Dairy, bro. No almond up in here.
No alternative milk, my G. You need full fat.
Okay.
You might as well suckle on a cow's teeth. Go right to the source.
No oat.
Nah.
No cashew.
Nah, fam.
All dairy, cow's
milk. I don't
milk.
Want no Chobani, nothing. No Oatly. No Heavenly. Nothing with a plant on the. I want nothing but a scare cow looking at you.
I need to see a missing child on my milk carton, okay?
I need to see ultra pasteurized.
Okay. So this was
in fact, it better not even say whole milk. It better say 100%. It better say as God intended. You feel me? As God intended. I want the brand to be same shit a calf be drinking.
I want the
milk to be heavier than 2% milk, like literally heavier,
bro.
When you weigh it.
this stuff is dense.
Damn, yo, shit, it's actually a little chunky. This guy, I want milk with extra pulp.
Bro, now,
you better be having that if you gonna go up against St. Louis. So,
impressive stuff from them.
The whole team is shoulders. The whole team.
That's how they do their scouting. Like, wait, what's your shoulders? Mm-hmm. What are your shoulders like, bro?
Yo, let me see. Let me measure your shoulders. Okay. They're using the shoulder pads that the Rams left.
impressive stuff from
let's give a shout out to NYCFC, New York City FC. He's getting a stadium officially official.
Yo, the councilman, Francisco Moya, was there at
City
Field.
With his paperboy hat.
My man looked like a Peaky Blinder.
Bro, he ready to go. That's his look.
Did you see the pants as well? Mm. I mean, he did the pants, the shoes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, when they were.
Bro, he said New York City FC getting a stadium by order of the big
game. My man, he came straight out of 5 points. You know what I mean?
Damn, yo, ghost shadows are.
I'll get the voter, but yeah, here it is.
My God, you and I, he's wearing knickerbockers.
He's wearing knickerbockers.
Bro, I've never seen this before.
This is a councilman.
My God, this was the look the last time a stadium was built in New York City.
So this is the man, you know, very much influential. Some would say responsible for this stadium getting built in 2027.
We see the shoes.
Is that a pocket watch in there? He might have a pocket watch.
Bro, he went to Seville Row. His tailor was like, have they caught the Jack the Ripper yet? Yo.
So we got to get Moya on the show.
We got to get him on the show. I won't roast your fit if you're on the show.
It's like the new stadium. Stop. It's coming.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, there better be parking for my horse carriage.
My man, he's fluent in Morse code, bro.
Yo, this dude, 100%. So this was also the look of the first guy to find out the Titanic sang. This is exactly what he was wearing.
This guy was on the Titanic.
Yeah, this is what he was wearing, dude.
So shout out to Moya.
To Sir Moya.
So the official announcement and I think signing of all the papers and stuff happened right there on the pitch at Citi Field. They did the whole thing. Mayor Eric Adams, who has never been problematic at all. Everybody's a big fan.
Until this stadium is finished.
Okay.
We will not badmouth Eric Adams on this show.
A huge introduction to the game against DC United. And then NYCFC, two wins in a row.
Bro, and look good, especially the first half yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of great chances. I mean, we have to at least address, and this is my uh-oh. We haven't brought him up on the show yet, but Moncef Bakar.
No, we got to support this man.
We got to support, but it's a little uh-oh.
Don't do this. No,
I'm a little concerned.
No, he stayed. Come on, he went to the sideline, put his heads in it.
It was tough. It was tough to see
him. We got to back him. You know what I mean?
He's doing everything right.
He's getting himself into scoring positions.
But he cannot convert those
chances. He cannot convert
those chances, and it's really, really difficult to see. A lot of fans they don't understand.
What do they call it? The yip?
The yips.
Yeah, you got the yips.
Yeah, and it's a thing where no matter what you do, everything, I think it comes from baseball, right, where you just can't hit.
Yeah,
And this is it. He got a ball at the 6-yard box.
Bro, this was... I score that goal. Airbud scores his goal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My robotic cat scores this goal.
There's really no.
If anyone's just caught this part of the show, they're like, "What robotic cat does he have?"
You feel for the guy.
You do. But I also agree with playing him through it, because if you bench him now, that might rattle his confidence even more.
Yeah, he went to the bench right after that miss. around the 70th minute, which he was probably going to be subbed off anyway. But, you know, he is the reason, you know, NYCFC scored the first goal.
Yeah.
Which is a great goal from Santi. But the hold-up play to get the ball to Hannes Wolf. And
he's influential in the game. He's just can't find a way to get the ball in the net.
And it's so, as fans, it's so frustrating. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's frustrating for the players. I saw Nick Cushing in his press conference. He basically said like that the team is supporting him. His teammates were also roasting him. Maybe like, yeah, we made fun of him for the miss to kind of bring some levity.
And that's just locker room stuff, right?
Exactly.
Like, you're always gonna get roasted on no matter what. You know what I mean?
But this, it just.
But I think the fans should lay off him a little bit.
It's mind-boggling that he's missing.
It is. But it's frustrating to watch.
He's doing everything right, but just cannot put the ball in the back of the net. We just, bro, next penalty, give him a penalty. Do something. Like, he just needs to see the ball in the back of the net, and I think everything changes after that.
You know when, like, a little baby's on the pitch afterwards, and they just randomly, like, they'll just start kicking the ball?
Yeah.
And the crowd goes nuts? We need to do that.
We need to do that
before a game.
Almost ever after, right?
But just see if his instinct.
Before the game.
Before the game. Just see if his instinct just to kick. Just leave him out there with a ball. And then we're all like,
just go for all the support he needs, bro.
Sign him up.
So this is another thing. We may introduce a new segment of like too many MLS matches, right? Because we do not have the time to cover everything.
Why are they all on at the same time?
Look, the only thing I hate about that, because when I'm home, I can watch MLS 360. It's all good. But when I'm at a game. I'm
watching the game. I can't be staring at my phone.
There's too many games going on at the same time. But
especially when we're hobnobbing.
You're right. The hobnobbing takes up quite a bit.
Shaking hands and kissing babies.
Of some wild results.
Shake Shack. Shake Shack in the suite.
My woe. It goes to Chicho Arango. From RSL.
Leading the league in goals.
He has 8. He got a brace. Against Chicago Fire away.
Which looked horrific.
Yeah,
by the
Fire
way.
Just, I don't know what happened.
Speaking of
this
horrific,
game.
New England Revolution. ¿Qué está pasando, bro?
I mean, they have their own issues. Only one nil, the loss.
Have you seen their record?
Yeah, it's bad. It's not great.
They're quite possibly the only reason they're not the worst league in the team in the league is because San Jose exists.
I believe they're in last in the Eastern
Conference. Charlie dropped a crazy stat. You know who has the most chances created in the league?
I don't know who.
Carlos Hill.
Oh.
You know how many assists he has?
Carles
Hill. Yeah. You know how many assists he has?
How many?
Zero.
That's
damn.
Crazy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
They've been awful. It starts to beg the question. I think you had talked about this on Morning Footy. Like, is Caleb Porter on the hot seat already?
And the answer is no, because he just got there. But you know who is? Rioni, bro. You got to... If you're getting served like that, you got to...
Oh, Rigoni from New England.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not doing what he needs to do.
But again, it's early in the league, and, you know, all you need is one good game to turn it around.
Credit to Vancouver Whitecaps, first place in the Western Conference. Who saw this coming?
Yo, Sartini, bro.
Yeah,
is that
dude.
His name? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see his comments? Yeah, Charles Bohm did a... did a thing for him. Did a profile of Sartini. And Sartini's apparently a huge like leftist. He's like a democratic socialist kind of dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's my man is just spitting bars. Okay.
Oh really?
My socialist sort of bars about just like healthcare and like really
he's
unions.
He's a bum in Canada, bro. I'm safe up here, bro.
I'm a Sartini fan now, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, no, he's for it. But I feel like he's always been that way.
Yeah. No, it's a good
idea. One negative about him, a Nickelback fan.
Oh yeah, we can't let that slide.
Yeah, that is a negative. That is a negative.
It's a tough scene.
The last game I kind of want to just.
But if you don't know why he had to sit out the first 6 matches of the season, look it up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you'll be a really big fan of Sartini.
The only other game I wanted to just touch on was the LAFC against Red Bulls. This was a
Rebels looking good, man.
Rebels are looking like a pretty strong team, man.
I hate to say it.
To do this against against LAFC away. It took a late goal by Bwanga in the scoring. I think it was kind of deflected anyway. But it took a late goal for LAFC to get back in this game and tie it up. But Emil Forsberg ain't letting the outside noise affect him. He gets a great goal. This is it's just like, bro, I'm not even looking at social media.
Nah,
bro.
Dude, he left LAFC behind like it was his family, bro.
I just runs into the stands and he finds his new family. He's like celebrating. I mean,
he sits with LAFC, he's like, nah, I forgot about that team already, bro. This is the funniest event ticker on the right hand side. Eddie Segura looks like he comes in and immediately scores an own goal.
Eddie Segura, he comes in for Aaron Long.
Aaron Long injured
his knee hitting the post in a clearance.
Brutal.
So it did not look great. Hopefully it's not too serious. But
first touch, bro. Putting the ball in the back of your own net, tough.
And also, I think Maxime Cheneau might have gotten an assist in this game.
Yes, he does.
He got the assist on the late goal that ended up the ball. He wasn't intending to do this, but
no.
He just got his head on it. It ended up by Bwanga.
Whatever,
Bwanga,
it counts.
Bwanga did the rest
Danny
of the
Bwanga work. That was a beast goal.
So even some NYCFC fans were like, "Yo, Chanel's still out here looking out for
it."
My man knows New York is blue, bro.
Yeah, dog. He's like, "We can't lose this one. I'll tell you boys why after the match."
So incredible stuff for this week in Major League Soccer. Apology, we can't get to every single game because there's too many. But we'll try our best.
Tell your team to get their money up, and we'll talk about.
Get
I mean?
Your money up.
Yo.
Bro, that's the best advice we could give. thank you again for tuning in. We'll be back with another episode on Thursday. We're gonna have a special guest on Thursday. Nice.
Ooh.
MLS OG.
Uh-oh.
The homie Sean Francis is going
to
be coming
Probably
through.
Add him to the list of people who must have hated us when we started. Loves us now.
We'll clear things up. Yeah. The offside
rules. We wore them all down.
My man, he used to work with MLS for a long time ago. Used to be a content creator for
He's also just a fan of hours and always been supporting us along the way.
He's
going
to be joining us on Thursday. So make sure you tune into that. Follow at Soccer Cooligans on all socials, TikTok, Instagram, subscribe on YouTube, okay?
At YouTube.
Get on our MySpace, bro. We out here.
Damn, son.
Our Friendster account is lonely.
Find Christian's burner on Hinge, dude.
Okay.
Do it all.
Chat with me.
Ain't nobody swiping, dog.
Okay, I got so many secrets about carbonara. Oh. I will talk to you about them.
Have I told you about it?
Okay. All right, we'll be back on Thursday, everybody. Shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings Network. And as always, shout out to Miguelito as well.
Miguelito.
We out here. We'll see you in a few days. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.